My first thought when I saw this piece was, how in the world did this get inside a high-quality museum? This looks more like something I would find inside a Walmart. But as I learned more about the man behind the box, this Heinz tomato ketchup box, made me wonder about this artist who turned such a simple concept into art. It turns out that it was the Andy Warhol, who was not only an artist, but also a filmmaker and a writer, who made this box. When one looks at the box, they first look at the logo emblazoned across the front, one commonly found in most refrigerators. This brings up the question of what would be inspirational about ketchup. One familiar with other pieces of Warhol's would know that his penchant for name-brand commercial goods. Warhol was born August 6, 1928, with the last name Warhola. After the magazine he was employed under made a typo, he changed his name and left it that way. Warhol hit major success in the 1950s with his brand of pop art. He made many paintings and sculptures based on popular brand names, like Campbell's soup cans, Coca-Cola bottles, and of course, Heinz tomato ketchup boxes. Warhol also had a career as an independent filmmaker. One of his better-known films, Sleep, was simply 8 hours of a man sleeping. Tragedy struck Warhol the day of July 3, 1968. Valerie Solanas, founder of the Society for Cutting Up Men, or SCUM, charged into Warhol's studio, which he called the factory, and brought a gun to Mr. Warhol's chest and fired. The bullet missed his heart, and Andy Warhol lived on to make more works of art. Later on in his life, Warhol wrote a few books about himself and his pop art. He also focused more on painting portraits of celebrities. But even after Warhol died February 22, 1987, during gallbladder surgery at the New York Hospital, we still respect his work. Even though this may not be a majestic sculpture, the creativity and relative uniqueness make this box a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. This has been Drew Bryant with Bulldog Podcasts.